Hello there. Thanks so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Matthew chapter 4 today, verses 8 through 10. Matthew 4, verses 8 through 10. It says, again, the devil took him, this is Jesus, to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to him, all these I will give to you if you will fall down and worship me. Then Jesus said to him, begone, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve. Folks, as we've been looking in the last few days at the temptation of Jesus in the wilderness at the beginning of his ministry, right after his baptism, he was led of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. Please don't forget that Jesus was tempted. The Bible says that he was tempted in every way in which we are, yet without sin. That means Jesus experienced temptation. In his humanity, he struggled with giving in. It wasn't easy for him. It was hard. As he was tempted, yet he had victory through faith in the Father and obedience to the Word of God and God's plan for him. As he yielded himself to the Father and was obedient even unto death on the cross, he gave us victory. He had victory and he gave us victory. His deity gave him the victory, but his humanity struggled with sin. Listen to Matthew 26. Matthew 26, verses 36 through 44. Says, then Jesus went with them to a place called Gethsemane. This is disciples. And he said to his disciples, sit here while I go over there and pray. And taking with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, James and John, he began to be sorrowful and troubled. Then he said to them, my soul is very sorrowful, even to death. Remain here and watch with me. And going a little farther, he fell on his face and he prayed, saying, my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will. And he came to the disciples and he found them sleeping. And he said to Peter, could you not watch with me 1 hour? And watch and pray that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Again, for the second time, he went away and prayed, my Father, if this cannot pass unless I drink it, your will be done. And again he came and found them sleeping, for their eyes were heavy. So leaving them again, he went away and prayed for the third time, saying the same words again. Folks, listen closely. Don't miss this. Jesus, as he prayed in the garden right before the cross, he wrestled with it. He was like, I don't want to do this. I'm tempted not to do it. But Father, not my will, but yours. Lord, Father, if there's any way that this can be done without this, I want it. So when Satan comes, as we saw today in Matthew chapter 4, and just says, look, bow down to me, and I'll give you all the kingdoms of the world. Jesus was dying for the sins of the world so that he would have become king and ruler of the whole world one day, and he is going to be. He's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, but he's not yet ruling over the whole globe. Satan's still been allowed some freedom for a season. But Jesus was tempted. He was tempted with not going to the cross. Folks, that should be an encouragement to you. You say, how is that an encouragement to me? Because you and I are tempted as well. And we are weak and we are tempted. That doesn't mean we need to give in to sin. We have victory through Jesus to not give in. But see, for years as a young Christian, I used to think that the closer I walked with the Lord, the less and less I'd be tempted. That pretty soon I would have this awesome closeness with the Father and temptations would no longer affect me. They'd hit my armor, if you will, and just fall by the wayside and I wouldn't have to worry about it. But you know what I came to realize as I was studying the scripture? Here, Jesus, in the garden, right before the cross, as close as he is to the Father, was tempted right up to the last seconds. And if Jesus, who was sinless and lived a perfect life and walked intimately with the Father, was tempted even in the last minutes, in the last hours of his life, I started to realize that Jim Johnson's going to deal with temptations the rest of his life. But God will give victory. God will not allow me to be tempted with more than I'm able to bear. And with the temptation, he'll provide a way to escape. And God will use the temptations to increase my walk with him and my intimacy with him as I yield and lean to him to give me victory over Satan. Oh, I can pray and say, Lord, lead me not into temptation. But if you choose to, deliver me from the evil one. Folks, if you struggle with sin, stop beating yourself up the fact that you're tempted. But yield to the Spirit of God within you if you're a child of God through Jesus Christ for the victory that you need. I look forward to sharing some more with you tomorrow. Hope to see you then.